A priest was walking down the streets in New York City one cold morning, and all of a sudden he heard the words, "Give me all your money," and he felt a gun in his back. The robber said, "Turn around slowly and give me your wallet." The priest turned around very slowly, and then the robber realized it was a Catholic priest. He said, "Oh, Father, I couldn't take your wallet." Oh, the priest was so relieved, but his nerves were badly shaken, so he took out a pack of cigarettes, lit up a cigarette to calm his nerves, and offered one to the robber. "Would you like to have one?" The robber said, "No, Father, I gave up smoking for Lent." Well, that's the kind of thing that the Lord is talking about in today's gospel, where he criticizes the scribes and Pharisees for disregarding God's commandments, which are the Ten Commandments, but clinging to human tradition. The scribes and Pharisees had added an additional 600 man-made laws and regulations. They were things such as dietary laws, dietary restrictions, ceremonial hand washings, purification rites. When they went to the marketplace, they had to come back in case they had bumped into a Gentile or a pagan. They had to cleanse themselves, or in case they touched a particular kind of fruit or vegetable or item of meat that was not kosher, that was not acceptable, they had to do these, you know, extensive ceremonial hand washings. But notice that Jesus says that holiness is not just those external things. Holiness is internal. Holiness is internal. Let's take a look at the gospel today. It says some scribes and Pharisees came to Jesus and observed him. They're always looking for something to trap him and to try to catch the Lord. And they noticed that some of Jesus' own disciples were eating meals without going through all of these ceremonial hand-washing ceremonies and purification rites. It says, Mark then writes, Mark, of course, is writing to the Romans, to the Christians living in Rome who were Gentile converts. He was writing to a non-Jewish community in the early church. So he explained to them, he says, "For the Pharisees, in fact, and all Jews do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders." So Mark is explaining that to who he's writing to. And so he explains when they come back from the marketplace, they don't eat without purifying themselves. They purify their cups and jugs and kettles. And so the scribes and Pharisees question Jesus, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, these 600 laws that we try to follow?" Because for the scribes and the Pharisees, holiness was external. Holiness was following these man-made rules and regulations. How does Jesus respond? He quotes Isaiah the prophet. This is very powerful. "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites." He calls them hypocrites, those who say one thing but act a different way. "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." So we can't just give God lip service. Our heart has to be close to God. He says, "In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts." So the scribes and Pharisees had taken these additional 600 laws and elevated them to the equivalent of the Ten Commandments. So what is holiness? The scribes and Pharisees felt holiness was external, doing the external rituals, eating certain kinds of food, avoiding other kinds of food, doing the ceremonial hand washings, the purification rites, being circumcised. All these things, that's what it meant to be holy in the mind of the Pharisees. What is holiness in the words of Christ? Of course, it is love. Love of God and love of neighbor. It is being pure and holy in thought, word, and deed. It's loving God and loving neighbor. Holiness is internal. It's transformative. It's not just the external things. It is internal. It is the state of your soul, your relationship with God, how much we love God, and how much we love others. And Jesus even said, you disregard God's commandments, but cling to human traditions. So the Lord is criticizing them for that reason. And then, well, what does he say? Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person. For example, food, a particular kind of food. The scribes and Pharisees thought, well, if you ate pork or if you ate something like that, you were then defiled. But of course, the Lord said that is not the case. So you can enjoy a bacon cheeseburger with a clear conscience. I'm not saying that's good for you, but it's not a sin. Okay? To eat pork, to have bacon is allowed. To have a pork chop or whatever, that is allowed. And it is not that kind of food that defiles you and makes you unclean in the eyes of God. Jesus says, nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person. But the things that come out from within are what defile. Namely, the thoughts, the inner desires of the heart. That's what makes someone pure or not. So Jesus then gives a litany of things that come from within people. From their hearts come evil thoughts. Unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, and folly. He says all these evils come from within and they defile. So that's the main message in today's gospel. True holiness is internal and it's based upon what comes from the mind and from the heart. And, you know, in Scripture, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Marcus Aurelius would write, a man's life is what his thoughts make of it. Emerson wrote, a man is what he thinks about all day long. This idea occurs time and again in Scripture, as well as in, you know, the writings of others, including many of the saints. And many of them have said, if you read the lives and writings of the saints, that the mind is like a garden. And if you plant a good and holy seed, which is a thought, you will then reap good, holy actions. One author wrote, sow a thought and you reap an action. Sow an action and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny. I think that is so powerful. Our thoughts leads to actions, which leads to habits, which leads to character, which leads to destiny. So again, Jesus is reminding us it all begins with the thought. If we keep our thoughts good and holy, then we'll have good and holy actions, habits, character, and destiny. The evils that we're seeing in the church today, among clergy or even in the hierarchy, goes back to this very root. They are sins, and it all begins with a thought, which then led to actions or habits, which shape a character, and ultimately a destiny. So the Lord, I think this is a very, again, powerful gospel reading, where the Lord is going after and criticizing the religious leaders of his day, who kept certain exterior appearances, but inside, that's where holiness matters. It's within the heart, within the mind, and within the soul. These are where either good actions come from or bad actions. Our mind is like a garden. If you plant a tomato seed, you get a tomato plant. If you plant poison ivy seed, you get a poison ivy plant. The mind is very fertile, like a garden, and our thoughts are seeds that we sow. And those seeds that are sown can be good seeds. Think of a Mother Teresa, who sowed good seeds, who did acts of charity, as the second reading talked about, taking care of the poor, taking care of the orphan. These were holy thoughts, which led to holy actions, which led to her character, which led to her destiny. So, again, I think this is a very powerful and appropriate gospel reading for what the church is going through today. So what do we take from this? Well, go to confession. That sets the first step. If people are trying to get rid of bad habits, go back to one's thoughts. Go to confession, start over, be cleansed, and then keep your thoughts good and holy, which will lead to good and holy actions, good and holy habits, character, and destiny.